This wasn't the usual place that Juliana and I frequented. I paused. Jules, let's get out of here, huh? I don't feel right about being here. Why not? No one is going to bother us. I tried once more. Let's go to Finley's or Top Room or somewhere. She came around the front of the car and slipped an arm around my shoulders. We are here now. Just relax and try to have a good time. You know, I wouldn't steer you wrong. Come on. I followed her into the bar. I was totally expecting beat-up stools, scratched-up tabletops, worn carpet, and scuffed floors. But instead, the interior was nice. The hardwood floors were clean and gleamed in the dim light. The tables were polished to a high shine, and the pool tables were well taken care of. Even the servers were dressed in smart uniforms, with black pants and either black polo shirts or button-downs. Even with all this, it still didn't compare to Finley's with its richly appointed tables and leather chairs. It was meant for sitting and mingling with friends. Not like this place. So, what do you think? It's okay? I nodded slowly, hesitant to pass judgment too soon. How did you find out about this place? I asked her instead. She grinned. You'll see in a moment. Come on. Not having a choice, and she was my ride home, I followed her further inside the bar. Several whoops filled the air as people cheered for their favorite team. Whatever your sporting pleasure, there was at least 2 televisions dedicated to the sport. I was drawn to the mixed martial arts match on one of the screens and almost tripped over Juliana, who'd stopped at a table. Sorry, I mumbled. I rubbed at my nose. But she wasn't paying attention. She was too busy kissing some guy. I cleared my throat loudly and they broke apart. Hello, I said to the man, trying to keep some of the sarcasm out of my voice. Juliana grinned. This is B.J. Boyd. B.J., this is my best friend, Daniela Trulane. B.J. reached to shake my hand.
Nice to meet you. Won't you ladies have a seat?
Juliana wasted no time sliding into the booth next to B.J., which left me to sit next to the other guy. He moved over to make room for me and I sat down. Thanks, I said politely. He nodded.
No problem.
His voice was deep with a slight drawl to it. The sound of it sent shivers through me, and I wanted to hear it again. Get it together, I commanded myself. He's just some random guy.
Ladies, this is my best friend and business partner, Jude Timberlake.
Juliana offered him a smile. Nice to see you again, Jude. He nodded to her before turning his gaze to me.
What's your name?
I brushed my hair back. I hated having to tell people my name. The conversation always shifted to my father. Daniela Trulane. I politely extended my hand. Nice to meet you. Jude took my hand, and I had to bite back a sigh as his warm palm sank into mine. We stared at each other for what seemed like forever. His eyes were dark, brown maybe, or black. His hair was long in the back, pulled into a ponytail. The sides and back beneath his ponytail were shaved. The style suited his hawk-like features. He sported a neatly trimmed goatee and a tiny silver hoop in one ear. He wasn't the type that I usually go for, but I would admit that he was hot.